إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إن يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم على الحبيب المصطفى، اللهم صلي وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، اللهم صلي عليه في الأولين وصلي عليه في الآخرين وصلي عليه في كل وقت وحين، اللهم صلي عليه في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, we are all living in everyday news. We hear about a lot of things happening around us in terms of about fitna, what is happening in Iraq or in Egypt or in the Gulf or in Pakistan, Bangladesh, whatever it happens. There's a massive amount of fitna around us in any shape, in any form. You could hear it from one side, you could hear another news different in one another side. And you as a Muslim, you try to shape and form your opinion, your point of view about what's going on. And I just want to share with you that one thing, whatever is happening around us, is part of what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us, what will happen on the way going near to Day of Judgment. So what is going on anyway, it's part of the scenario that has been, we have been told that in this time there will be, as Rasulullah ﷺ told us, يكثر الهرج, that means a killing is going to be massive in every part. And he told us also that we are going to be the weakest as a Muslim. And when he told us this in the hadith, Sahaba, radhiyallahu anhum, they've asked him directly, this is, I mean, qilla, يعني he said, يعني تتكلب عليكم الأمم كما تتكلب الأكلة على قصعتها. يعني he gave us a metaphor of we are going to look like a big pan of like honey. And there's a lot of insects, ants and everything coming to us and eat us. And at that point, the Sahaba asked Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, does that mean because we're going to be the minor in terms of number? He said, no. You're going to be a lot, which is true. We have more than a 1.1 billion. But the disease, what is the reason for this? حب الدنيا وكراهة الموت. That means we love world, we love our life. We have been very materialistic. وكراهة الموت, which is the to hate in terms of to die in the terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of that, we have been told that that was going to happen. And I think my point today is that how can I have, or how can I build my opinion? Because when I discuss with the different people and different opinions, there's a lot of mistakes on how to handle your opinion. And that's the wrong thing to do. Because al-karb, or what we are going through difficult times, is one of the tests. And you have to be careful when you're coming to shape your opinion. First of all, ask yourself a question. Whatever you hear, that's something that you've been told. You haven't seen anything with your own eyes. And that is what ulama classified اعتقاد ظني ليس قطعي. What does it mean? يعني you haven't seen it with your own eyes, then you haven't seen anything. You are not a witness. You just heard the news from somewhere. And that means your opinion is built on what you've heard. You haven't seen anything. And that means always ask Allah to help you to get the right conclusion of this one. Don't come up with a very strong opinion on something, and when someone asks you, which is always I ask this one, as Allah told us how to argue or how to make a negotiation, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ, give me the evidence. And some people, they don't have anything. Then why you are so restricted on that opinion? It could be right, it could be wrong. As long as you do not have a physical proof, you're not a witness, then don't be restricted in your opinion. Make it as if it's possible that this has happened, or this is possible that this is the conclusion. Be mindful when you say your opinion, because you're not a witness anyway. And anything is happening around us. You all take the news from the news. And the news tell you either they like it this side or they like it that side. And that means you are in between. You may or may not be listening to someone who's telling the truth. God knows what he's telling you. And that's why don't come to a strong opinion on something unless you are a witness. Because all of that is happening around us as a fitna. And you have to deal with it really wisely. Really. And this is one of the things that when ulama has a very interesting meaning of the words, when they've been asked من هو العاقل ومن هو الجاهل, يعني who is the wise and who is the ignorant. And they have many, many definitions, very interesting definitions, by the way. And one of them is the wise, who could have a better selection, the skills of selection of the best of what he's been told. They get actually that meaning from the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Az-Zumar, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Subhanallah. Those people who listen, select the best of what they listen to, and then they put what they listen to in practice. They put it into action. Subhanallah, if you have these three qualities, and this ayah is talking about three qualities, الاستماع وحسن الاختيار والاتباع. So to listen, understand, have best selection of what you're listening to the best, and put it in practice. Do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even praised the people who has these qualities. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Subhanallah. يعني those ones who has these qualities, those ones who has taken the huda from Allah. And the huda, huda Allah is different than huda Rasulullah. The huda from Allah is different than huda, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Rasulullah is the huda. But in another meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yahdi. So there is a difference. The difference in the first one, which is Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, his huda is guidance. He's guiding us to what's right and what's wrong. Huda Allah, that's facilitation. Subhanallah. Huda al-dilala wa huda al-i'ana. That's a facilitation and support from Allah. Wa hulaika hum ulul amr. These are the wise people. That's one of the meaning. But there's another meaning which is more interesting. Al-aqil. Muhsin khaif. Subhanallah. والجاهل مسيء آمن. العاقل, the wise, محسن خائف, يعني he did and obey Allah as much as he can, but he still fear Allah, very scared. The more you are obedient to Allah, the more you are so scared from Allah. And ask yourself, me do a sin, did Allah come in my mind? Probably not. والجاهل مسيء آمن. The ignorant, مسيء. يعني he did all the sins. وآمن, he thinks he's safe. يعني ask yourself a simple question. If you discuss the biography of the old ones or the new ones, so those ones, the non-believers during Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام, آيات. يعني آيات has been revealed for them specifically, and they know the Arabic very well. Has the ayah any changed his heart or anything? No. Never. Abu Lahab, the whole ayah is explicit. تَبَّتْ يَدَ أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ مَا أَغْنَ عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَأَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. يعني the ayah is telling him explicitly by name, you are in hellfire. Another ayah في الوليد بن المغير, another one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing in his behavior when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam recited something from Quran, and he was one of the people who enjoy listening to Rasulullah in terms of Quran, and he praised the Quran in terms of words. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because his way of listening but arrogant, ثم نظر ثم عبس وبصر ثم أدبر واستكبر فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر إن هذا إلا قول البشر سأصليه سقر. Did he change his heart after he's been told this is your behavior? يعني نظر عبس وبصر subhanallah is an expression of his face and his position in sitting. Subhanallah, يعني Arabic is very, يعني there is a huge amount of plethora of meanings in Arabic. فعبس يعني is grumpy in terms of face. وبصر, that means he's sitting, but his hands are behind him. That's, it's called wabasar. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the word exactly. Despite all of that, he did not. Why? Musi'un jahil. Apply the same rule on the modern dictators in our days. Ask any of the president or kings, do you think you're going to go to hellfire? He's probably laughing in your face. What hellfire you're talking about? It never comes to his mind. لَأَنُّ الْجَاهِلِ, that's one of his qualities, مُسِيءٌ آمِنٌ. يعني he did all the sins, and he thinks he's safe. That's why always remember, whatever test you've been going through meant to go to you. It's not a coincidence. It's not because Allah wants to punish you. And it's not because Allah loves you. And actually, the more tests and hard tests and difficult times, when I said test, it could be anything. In your family, in your health, in your son, financially, socially, it could be anything. It was meant to happen to you because it's a test for you. And it's back again, then how would I know if what happens to me, ما أصابك إلا من نفسك, it's because of me doing sins, or because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me and He's testing me? Because the most people who are tested are the prophets. And tested in all their age, subhanAllah. Yani even tested before they become wise while they are young, and tested when they become adult. Yani subhanAllah, when you compare to Prophet Musa and Prophet Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Prophet Musa, فَلَمَّا اسْتَوَى فَلَمَّا أَتَيْنَهُ رُشْدَهُ وَاسْتَوَى أَيْتَيْنَهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. في موسى أَتَيْنَهُ رُشْدَهُ وَاسْتَوَى أَتَيْنَهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. في يوسف فَلَمَّا إِيه, it's not استوى, فَلَمَّا اشتد أَتَيْنَهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. There's no استوى because he was very young. He was young, thrown in a water well. Very young, that's before age. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ibtala. ولكن subhanAllah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him at that point in time, he told him, you've been on purpose being done for you. And that means whatever happens to you, around you, think about it logically. And ulama has a very interesting another thing. How can I handle it? And this is, I'll give you a criteria for you to know this one. And a very interesting thing. All of us has eyes and we can see. But they differentiate the eyes in two types. عين بصيرة وعين بصر. يعني eye for sight, you can see this one. And everyone can have this one. But this عين بصيرة, the eye of vision, you can see behind what you see. You can see behind what you see. The more you are near to Allah, the more of the second type you will get. It's a skill, not a given. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this, to know it's a matter of how near you are. Listen to this ayah. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. So that means, what's furqan? Malaka tafriqu bayna al-haqq wal-batil. It's a skill, a capability for you to enable you to see things in a different way and come with a proper logical conclusion. You are the same person, but your eye can go step ahead of this. Why? Because you have attaqa'illah. Man yattaqillah yaj'al lahu furqana. Subhanallah. And that means it depends on you, how piety and near to Allah, fear Allah you are as a person. And that's where, when you're being tested through any difficult circumstances, any story happens to you, your health, your wife, your children, financially, whatever it is, if you are a person who's going to tell himself, why am I going through this? What's wrong in me? Why it's me every time? This person has not been going through a difficulty, but why it's me? That's عين البصيرة, عين البصر. You've just seen it with your own eyes. عين البصيرة, if you have that vision, you will ask, wait a minute, I need to sit down and ask Allah for forgiveness. Something happened to me, it was meant for me to sit down and ask Allah for forgiveness. And ask Allah what you need. Ask Allah what you need. That's the difference between the two. And it depends on where are you. Always when difficulties happen, make Allah is the first one to ask, not the last one to ask. Always make Allah the first one to ask, not the last one to ask. Because we always happen that when things go wrong, I need to call this person, and I need to talk to this one. That's good. This is called ittikhadh al-asbab. That means you have to do your best to sort out your problem, which is good. There's nothing wrong in this. But before doing this, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you could go to that person, and that person will tell you, thank you very much, I can't help you. But you might go to him, before you tell the story, wallahi, wallahi, he's going to ask you, what happened to this one? What happens to you? Wallahi, let me tell you, wallahi, you remind me what some story happens to me. It's a long time ago. I had a very short time when I went to Egypt, and I need to issue a passport for my wife very quickly. I have no time. There's a huge amount of bureaucracy and papers I have to get. I went back home, wallahi, wallahi, I prayed Salat al-Hajj, alillah. Astaghfirullah Allah, because I'm in a problem. I don't know what is going to happen. She has no passport. I don't know what happens. Wallahi, 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 second day morning, my cousin come to me morning, and he asked me, what happened? Have you done with your passport? I said, no, I can't. He said, just come up with me. Things that has been impossible yesterday was done in 3 hours today. That's it. I just ask Allah first. Ask Allah, because I don't know what to do. Always ask Allah when the problem happens. Whatever happens after it, Allah facilitates it somehow. Don't ask how. It will be sorted out. Always do this. Have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the first one to ask. Then do whatever you do. Allah will facilitate the others for you and make it easy. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاض من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. يعني I remember words of المتنبي, which is a poem actually is used to use. سبحان الله, he went to the someone who's the governor and ask him for something. He put it in a very nice words. يعني لما أتيتك طالبا فأهنتني وقذفتني من حالقي. سبحان الله. Because I ask you to come and ask you something, and you humiliate me and throw me outside. لست الملوم فأنا الملوم. He said, you are not the one to blame. I'm blaming myself. Why? لأني لجأت لحاجتي لغير الخالق. Because I went in to someone else who is a creature. He was exactly the same as me. He needs Allah to ask him. I should ask Allah first. Ask Allah first. Then do whatever you want to do. Allah will make whatever, whoever you ask for, will help you. He might be, by the way, he might be a person who doesn't help anyone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you help you. Because you ask of Allah. Allah will make him help you. Whether he likes it or not. He's going to be like controlled for you. To solve your problem. Because you went to Allah first. That's what we are missing in our problems. That's what we are missing. And we are always. Do not have the capability to be. To have a well conclusion. A lot of times you are very judgmental in a lot of things around us. Ask yourself a question. Don't you look to someone who is not having a beard? Or a woman, she doesn't wear hijab. And in your mind, you probably will not like to look at her face. Or you will not like to say him, salamu alaykum. Because wrongly, we are judgmental. Which is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. You are not in dunya to judge others. You are in dunya to worship Allah. Whatever Allah to the other people are doing, that's for Allah to sort out, not for you to sort out. Do not judge anyone. Even if they say something that you don't like, you don't know what's behind what he said, or what she said, or what she has done. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa has a very interesting story. He had one of his neighbors. When you read the story, he never comes to Salat al-Jama'ah. And he asked him many, many times. And he was very angry with him. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. He never. The man never comes to Salat al-Jama'ah. When he died, his wife come to Imam Abu Hanifa and ask him to do dua for him. Can you just sit one step ahead, brothers, for the others to sit down? And he rejected. He rejected to do dua for that person. Because in his mind, he never come to Salat al-Jama'ah and he hates this. And the lady was angry from Imam Abu Hanifa and she left. On that day, Imam Abu Hanifa see that person in Jannah, walking in Jannah. He wake up fi faza, يعني scared what he was doing, and he have seen this person walking in paradise. فسأل عنه. He came back and asked what he was doing. And he told, the people told him, every Friday, this person was always coming to an orphanage, touching people, those orphans, from their head, and give them as much as he can. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam told us in the hadith, when you touch an orphan, whatever your hand touching his hair, that's the number of good deeds you take. Imagine this. He was always doing this every Friday. And Imam Abu Hanifa regret what he has done. Don't do that mistake. Don't judge anyone. Whatever he or she is doing, that's for him to do. If you want to do a dua for him to help him, yes. But don't be the judgmental on anything. You're not in dunya to do this. That's not your function. Do dua for the others. Ad-du'a bi-dhahr al-ghayb. That's one of the big things to do. Ad-du'a bi-dhahr al-ghayb, what it means. يعني do dua for some people who are not relative anything. Al-malaika tad'u lak. Angels will do dua for you. Practice these things. It's an easy thing. يعني always come up with a good habit and continue to do it continuously as much as you can. Subhanallah, if you stop it, you traveled or you are sick or not going to be doing it, you still take the thawab. يعني when you do a good practice for anything, but such in case you are sick or you are traveled or you are away, whatever it is, you still take thawab. Because you are recorded in that time and that day you are doing this, but because you have circumstances out of you, you still take thawab. And that's why practice anything good and continuously, even a small thing. Yani that person just come to do this every Friday. We are going through a difficult time. People might be judgmental, might be very stubborn in whatever their opinion. Always stop. Say your opinion and stop whatever you are. Don't drag yourself. Don't drag yourself into one of the behavior that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us not to do. Al-mira'. It's called al-mira' in Arabic. Well, hadith on Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, three behavior. It's one of them. Ana za'imu baytin fi rabab al-jannah liman taraka al-mira'a walau kana muhaqqa. أنا زعيم بيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا. يعني رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام said there is a place in Jannah for people who are do not drag themselves into arguments, even if you are telling the people the truth. يعني even if you are telling the truth, والله I believe in this because Allah told us this ayah and someone told us no I don't believe, stop. That's it. Stop. You have told him the truth, stop. Don't go any further. That's what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us. Why? Because if you go further than this, then that means he's going to go further than this. You told him the truth. You told him the surah or the ayah or the hadith that telling him the truth. This is the truth. Whether he follow or not, that's his responsibility. That's his responsibility. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى طلب رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام لعلك باخ عن نفسك أن يكونوا يعني don't blame yourself if they're not gonna follow you. والله he told them. It's up to them. And that's exactly what رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام told us. Tell the people the truth. Don't criticize them. Don't judge them. Tell them the truth. Tell them whatever the proof is and stop at this point. If you take that behavior in any discussion, it will be because that will help you to listen to the others, even if their opinion is something that you don't like. But listen to them. Because Allah told us, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Listen. Who knows? might be something logic or might be something good between the lines. Imam Abu Hanifa told us, Imam Shafi'i told us actually, subhanAllah, as I told you, this Ayn Basira, eye of vision, Furqan. And that's why if you have that piety to Allah, you will see it. And that's why Imam Abu Hanifa, Abu Shafi'i said, قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. قلوب العارفين يعني the heart of people who has piety in their heart. لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. يعني they have their own eyes. These eyes can see that the others cannot see. Subhanallah. يعني القرآن when you read it, the more you read, the more you love to read, the more you will find many meanings and many wisdoms. Stop. You will ask yourself, wallahi, wallahi, many times. I'm asking myself, how did I even understand it the first time? It took me years and years to understand one ayah. Even I've read it many times. But the wisdom comes when you are at a certain level of piety. At a certain level of eye of piety. That means that your eye now is starting to get that depth of meaning. You're not going to get it up front. But it will take you years. And the more you are near to Allah, the more fear and piety to Allah, the more your skill in terms of judging what's right and what's wrong will be far better. Your analysis of things around you will be far better. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. Subhanallah. That's a normal thing. يعني if you look at the between the Sahaba themselves, why probably Sayyidina Ali, karam Allah wajha, he's always the man who is, when someone is asking about something to judge, and he was being the judge for a long time, they always come and ask him. Subhanallah, Allah make him has that capability and mind to judge things and ask the right questions when he want going to judge something or judge someone or asking for a case. And I probably have told you about the story before that the man who came in and took his wife and he's accusing her of committing adultery to Umar. She said he put the baby after 6 months. It's not going to happen. Then that means he's accusing her of adultery. And Umar was about to give a judgment. And then he think about it and then yeah, he probably the husband is right. And that means she admitted adultery. But then he sent it to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, do what you think you could do right in this case. And after a couple of days, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, just go home. Go home. And he sent her home. But the man came in and very angry. How did you release my wife? So Sayyidina Umar asked him now, what have you done? And he told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. And in Quran, there's two ayah. And between the two ayah, there's 6 month difference. Al-Rudha'a hamluhu. وَفِصَارُهُ 30 شَهْرًا 30 months, which is 24 months, that means 2.5 years. And another ayah, حَمْلُ وَفِصَارُهُ فِي عَامَيْن, that means 24. The difference is 6, and that means the probability of a woman to have a baby after 6 months is possible. That's what Allah is telling us. So why do you come to that judgment and then you come to that other? So I've taken that one, and then she's released. So how did he come to this conclusion? That's مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. Brothers and sisters, I hope inshallah you get the meaning of what the message that I want to tell you. And inshallah from now on, don't be judgmental. Take everything as is and try asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When kurb, difficult things happens to you, the first one to go to is Allah. That's the first one. That's the first one to ask is Allah. Then you do whatever you want to do, ask your friends, your whatever it is. But ask Allah first. That's where the exit is. من يتقي الله يجعل له إيه؟ من أمره يسرى من يتق الله يرزقه. Everything after this one, تقاء الله, that's the first one to ask. Always. When you hear something, listen to the end. And then analyze things as much as you can and don't come to a conclusion unless it's very clear to you. Don't come to something, as we said, قطعي, يعني means as if this is it. Unless you've seen something. You haven't seen it, then don't jump into conclusion. That's the advice to you, inshallah. والمسلم دائما هين اللين حذر كيس. يعني you have to be very careful, cautious of your opinions, of what you're saying. that Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام told us, هل يحشر الناس على وجوههم إلا حصاد ألسنتهم. Be careful what you say. That's what the most important thing. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم إنا عبيدك الضعفاء الفقراء إليك. أعنا رب على طاعتك وحسن عبادتك أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا عبيدك الضعفاء الفقراء إليك. أعنا ربنا على طاعتك وحسن عبادتك أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم تقبل منا ما استطعنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك أعلم بضعفنا وحالنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا الذنوب واستر لنا العيوب وأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهد أولادنا لما ترضاه يا رب العالمين. اشرح قلوبهم وصدورهم لطاعتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم يسر علينا قراءة القرآن آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا وأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا يا رب العالمين. ارزقنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. اللهم ارزقنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.